So let's review. After learning on the previous daf about wearing finer clothes, L'kavod Shabbos, this daf begins with, Minayin l'shinu begadim min haTorah. We learned the idea to change into clothing that fit the occasion from the pasuk, Ufashet es begadav, v'lavash begadim acher. He shall remove the regular bigdei kuna and put on clothing of lesser quality for haitzaras adeshen, taking out the ashes. The Gemara compares it to, begadim shebishl ben kader l'rabbi, ayimzik ben kais l'rabbi. The clothing that a person wears while cooking should not be worn while serving the master. We see that the Kahanim had to wear the appropriate clothing for different types of avodah. The Gemara next teaches several lessons about the clothing of a Talmid Chacham. He should not have patches on top of patches on his shoes. He should not have stains on his clothing, and his clothing should not be worn out. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in which there is a three-way machlokes regarding a stain on a garment being a chatzitza, an interposition between the garment and the water, which invalidates the tefillah, their immersion. According to the Tanna Kama, mitzad echad ein chaitzitz, mishneit stadim chaitzitz. It is a chatzitza only if they are visible on both sides of the garment. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Huda, holds, af mitzad echad chaitzitz. It is a chatzitza even when visible from only one side. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yossi, holds, shel banoin mitzad echad, v'shel bur mishneit stadim. For banoin it is chatzitza even if only visible from one side, because they are makbid, they are more particular for others only if on both sides. What are banoin? Rabbi Yochanan defines banoin as tamid chachamim, sh'iskin b'binyon shel olam. The tamid chachamim build and maintain the world with their Torah. Rish Lakish defines banoin as the clothing provided by bathhouse attendants. The inner garments were white, and therefore people would not want a stain even on one side. The outer cloak was colored, and that was what Rabbi Yochanan insisted on being buried in. Ezehu tamid chacham. The Gemara goes on to provide three different criteria for being labeled a tamid chacham in different contexts. To return a lost object to him based on his claim of recognizing it as his. He must be somebody who will never wear his clothing inside out. To appoint him as a leader of the community, he has to be a halachic expert, even in Mesechta's Kala, a small and lesser known Mesechta. For the community to support him, he must be leave his own pursuits in favor of doing things for Hashem. We now return to the Mishnah, which said, "Rabbi Shmuel Omer Chelvi Shabbos Kreivim B'Yom Kippurim, Avol Loishem Kippurim B'Shabbos." Rabbi Kiva Omer, "Loishel Shabbos Kreivim B'Yom Kippurim, V'Loishem Kippurim Kreivim B'Shabbos." According to Rabbi Shmuel, leftover fats of karbanis brought on Shabbos may be burned on Matzah Shabbos, which is Yom Kippurim, when Yom Kippur fell on Sunday. However, if Yom Kippur fell on Friday, leftover fats of karbanis brought on Yom Kippur may not be burned that night, which is Shabbos. Kippur holds karbanos of neither one may be burned on the other. Even leftover fats of karbanos brought on Shabbos may not be burned in Yom Kippur. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatai, which teaches that parts of the karbanos of Shabbos may be burned on the next day, which is another type of Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel holds Nedarim and Nedavos kreivim b'Yamtiv. Voluntary karbanos may be brought on Yamtiv. And it's logical that leftover fats from the karbanos of Shabbos, of course, may be burned on Yamtiv. Therefore, the pasuk remains available to teach that you may burn the leftover fats even on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva, who holds in the Dharma Nadavis ain't craving by Yom Tiv, that voluntary karbanos may not be brought on Yom Tiv, needs the pasuk to teach that you can burn the leftover fats of Shabbos on Yom Tiv, which leaves him without a source that they may be burned on Yom Kippur. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's indeed also to burn the leftover fats on Yom Kippur. The Gemara continues. In Babel, they assume that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that they would not blow the six tekiyas indicating the start of Shabbos when Yom Kippur fell on Friday, nor would they make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos when Yom Kippur fell on Sunday. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they said that Rabbi Shmuel would require tekiyas, since there are halachic differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and that fats of kabbans of Shabbos can be burned on Yom Kippur and not on Shabbos. In Babel, they held that Kahanim's reason hain. The Kahanim are very careful and don't need to be reminded of the halachic differences between the 2 days. The Gemara asks, why they didn't blow shofar on Erev Shabbos to let people know that Knivas Yerek, peeling away the rotten leaves of vegetables, is permissible on Yom Kippur in order to enhance the suffering of the fasting on Yom Kippur and Usher on Shabbos since it's preparing food for after Shabbos? The Gemara gives two answers. Ein Deichen Shvus Lahater. We would not violate a Din Rabbanon just to teach that something is mutter. Shvus Kareva Hitiru, Shvus Rechaikala Hitiru. We would only allow violating a Din Rabbanon to teach something that has immediate relevance. But Knivas Yerek doesn't have immediate relevance. We reject this answer because we don't allow blowing the shofar when Yom Tov falls on Sunday, even though it has immediate relevance, to teach that you can shecht on Yom Tov. The parak concludes with a machlokes where the kanibas yerek may be done in Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. Rav Huna holds it's aser, and Rav Yechon holds it's mutter. Rav Huna holds that kanibas yerek on Shabbos is an issur d'oraisa, which we learn from the word Shabbosai. The Torah tells us to rest from everyday activities, even if they are not malachas. Therefore, we cannot permit an issur d'oraisa to increase the suffering of fasting. Only Yom Kippur, which falls on a weekday, when the issur of kanibas yerek on Yom Kippur is only an issur d'rabbanan, did the Chacham permit kanibas yerek. Rabbi Yochanan holds that kanibas yerek even on Shabbos is only nisad rabbanan. Therefore, kanibas yerek is mutter even on Yom Kippur shechaliyos b'Shabbos. Hadner lach be'eluk sharm. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 15th parak of Masechta Shabbos.